Your sound of the Winelands, KC 107.7.
That was Girls Run the World by Beyonce. I specially chose that song tonight because I have two amazing ladies in the studio with me currently. Yeah, let's funny pero. Let's the girls funny pero. Let's the TikTokers funny pero. Yep. Ek weet jy of if you follow, you know, our local people doing such major, amazing content on social media. So, yeah, that's what I do. I research such people. So, that was Run the World, girls. I chose that song especially for the two of you because girls can run the world. We can still be president. But anyway, you on the Power Hour with me, Gerine De Wet, on KC 107.7. The number to tune in and join this conversation with us is 082-414-1077. And tonight I'm joined by Phil and Yumna Davids, who will share their experiences as social media influencers. Their journey together and how they navigate life in the digital spotlight. Ladies, good evening and welcome to the Power Hour.
Your name is because I'm a bit sick.
It's a bit sick.
Come train.
Yumna, how are you doing?
I'm good.
So, you ladies can decide who wants to answer what you want to answer. I'm not going to put you on the spot tonight. So, how did your journey as social media influencers begin, and what inspired you both to start creating content together?
Was it, om te sê 2020, het ons mekaar ontmoet, en ons het TikTok gekyk en nooit besluit om iets op te maak. En toe follow ons trends en ons maak video's, maar ons het nooit gepost. En ons het net gesien die, kan ek sê, die influencer buiten, het vir ons inspire om die lesbian couples buiten, het vir ons inspire om ook ons video's te post. Miskien werk het. En net die een oomblik toe ons begin een post en is toe, toe ons die next dag nie sien, toe bom ons video's op.
Sonder dat
ons die intentie gehad het, dat het moet opbom. Het was okay. Van op jou einde van die dag.
So het op sy eie?
Hy het op sy eie opgegaan.
Sonder dat jy het gepromoted en nothing like that?
Niks promoted.
Nice, wow. Dat is een goeie story. I'm going to now say Yumna. Did you have a specific vision or goal when you first started, or did it evolve over time?
I don't think we actually had a specific vision. I think it was just because of, we tried to just record ourselves in a sense of when we would take drives. We didn't like follow a trend, like Felicia had said. We would just take random videos of ourselves to be unique and then uploaded it. And ever since then, we actually saw like it blew up, and that wasn't what we expected. And then we just tried to actually make content that people like, which is the raw us.
As is.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I love. Is she really like that?
Yes.
She's really flow. I think that's the best, you know.
And op die einde van die dag, as Bate, sy is die persoon achter die camera en sy is die persoon voor die camera. Nee, so, jou, hoe kan ek, wat is die woord, jou
personality
moet heerig jezelfde blij, as jy die mense op camera kan gelukkig maak, moet jy die mense, as iemand jou buiten kan kry,
totally.
En gaan hulle nou sien, okay, jy is so'n persoon op TikTok, maar nou kry ek vir jou, nou sy sier.
Nou sy tiger.
Nog nooit gaan ek sier is in my leven nie.
Ja. Yeah.
You understand?
Ja, nee, ek ek lach soms as ek so na vol kijk. Nee, ek wil dit nog als noem. vir jare, kijk, Perel is moes, hy is nou een stad, maar Perel is actually groot op die oomblik. It evolved a lot. Maar die een ding van Perel, kijk, ek is een Kapenaar. Maar ek is nou al 17 jaar hier, wat my nou sieke Perelied maak.
Ja, nee, na 10 jaar het sy Perel.
Ja, nee, nou, as die Perel het die togetherheid. You know, everybody knows everybody.
Dit is die waarheid.
No?
Regtig waar. Want almal soos ons Navika soos miskien klaps toe gaan. So ek sien nou hier loop 'n Kaapenaar verby jou.
Ja.
Yeah. Dis sommer wat die perels en mense sien, hè?
Ja. Yeah.
Letterlik. Ons is aan die Longstreet om het so te sien.
Gevaarlik, ons is Longstreet, my broer. Longstreet. Jy remind me om terug te gaan Longstreet toe. Anyway, how do you balance your personal life with the demands of content creation and engagement with your followers?
Het is, hoe kan een mens sê, die goed, ons post die goed wat ons wil hierdie mense moet sien. Nee, ek gaat nie nou my persoonlijke dinge wat ek deur gaan post die, want op die einde van die dag is die vir ons as ons kappel,
yes.
Wat ons moet aan werk op die einde van die dag.
Yeah.
Maar ons gaan ook aan buitenkansen dat dit okay is om te kan skeel en om kwaad te wees. Want my ring van dit is, as hy nie skeel in een verhouding of een huwelik is, dan daar eers cheat die man. Sorry, ek het hy eers geleerd.
Is hy die waarheid? Iemand cheat my bro. Ek ken iemand wat gesê het, hy het vir 34 jaar het hy en sy vrou nog nooit geskeel nie.
Dit is onmoontlik.
Of gedisagree nie.
Precies, want as jy nou vir my sê, ek wil Kentucky even dan, ek bedoel vir McDonald's, of is lig aan dat skeel ons.
Ja.
Maar sy gaan nie vir my sê, dit 34 jaar is daar nie skeel in jou huwelik.
Ek stem. Ek wil maar net sê, hier staan die Magdalene van Skalvix, sy sê is ingeskakel by julle twee.
Hallo Danny.
Hallo.
Ja, let's get back to, what strategies have helped you grow your audience and maintain engagement with followers? Do you follow specific strategies, Yumna?
I don't think we do. There's like 10% that we follow TikTok trends, and the rest is just like I said, how we started out, the raw us.
Yeah.
So whether you're going to get me in a swirly on a TikTok live, because that's how I am, you're going to get me like that. So I think a lot of people tend to like the raw content that you post. They tend to like
who you are and see that you are different from the rest. And I think that is what actually gave us vision, is that we don't have to do the dances all the time or the pranks all the time. Just be you. Like, for example, I'm going to make a perfect example. I suffer from anxiety. And I started putting it out there that not every day I'm okay.
Yes.
And then I started seeing, at first I used to feel like, are people going to understand it? People might say they understand, but they don't. But just me sharing my raw content of me having a bad day, there's a lot of people that reached out to me to actually say that they are going through similar things, but they are afraid to speak about it. So I feel like our content is more to do with our everyday life, even though we keep most of it private, we still show them who we really are.
Definitely. I loved what you just said now. The fact that you spoke about the anxiety part, sharing that, your raw truth. Look, you guys, part of your content is, if I want to laugh, I'm go there. If I want to be entertained, you know, I go there. And then you do watch the serious stuff as well, you know, because I've reached out to someone that's struggling with cancer at the moment. But, you know, my daughter suffers from anxiety. And she passed away in 2020.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you. She was 27. She didn't have COVID, but she passed away on her sister's birthday as a healthy person. But COVID took that anxiety to a next level.
Yes.
She was so, she worked at home and she was so scared of what's happening, the pandemic, what did it do? And I know a lot of people don't realize the
how
extent
deep it is, yes.
How deep it is. So thank you for sharing that part. Let's just go to, yes, Kapow. You guys know Kapow?
I know Kapow.
You know Kapow. Kapow, let's hear what you have to say.
Hey, goeienaand julle, goeienaand die TikToker. Ek wil net by julle weet, sê vir my gou, geniet vir die mense buite nou, as jy nou hoeveel followers het en hoeveel likes het, waar, wat is die verskil, waar jy betaal word en waar jy nie betaal word nie. So, dit is maar al wat ek wil gevreed, kapau is so zo.
Shoo, kapau is in the house. Hy wil weet by jylle, oh, how does it work, getting paid for content, hoeveel followers, how do you get there, in a nutshell.
Ons staan op die huidige oomblik op 139,000 followers, met 3.3 million likes. Hoe ons betaal word is wanneer sy live gaan en dan doen sy soos match, sy boks die niemand anders en dan gaan jy samen live en as iemand wil gif stuur en dan thuise amount of geld wat sy kry, wat in jou TikTok
account
gaan.
Hoe convert jy dat?
Het is dollars en dan gaat sy naar PayPal toe en PayPal en dan trek sy so FNB.
Jy trek het by FNB? Nee,
yes.
Niks.
Vertel meer, mag, laat ons gaan hoor. Sy trek...
Sy maak ons nou jou... Sy kry jou gifts. Ne? Dan, as jy nou jou box match is nou klaar, en dan zet jy jou live af, en dan gaan
sy... Is die nou jou live wat jy nou doen?
Dis nou my live, yes. Dan, as jy nou klaar, as jy klaar live is, klaar gematcht is en alles dit, dan gaat jy na jou TikTok balance toe, na jou, ja, en dan kyk... dat jy nou miskien $100 om so te stel.
Is jy $100 nou die gifts?
Dat is die amount of... Yes, is die gifts wat jy gekreed.
Gifts wat jy accumulated.
Op tot die bedrag, yes. Sê maar $100. Nou, okay. Gaan sy, nou sit jy het oor in PayPal. Vanaf PayPal of sit jy het oor in FNB. Het vat vir jou so approximately 3 tot 4 daar word jy geld uitbetaal.
Gevaarlik kapau, daar het jy dat... Kapau. Nou weet jy hoe, nee, jy het sê daar lekker TikTok balance al klaar.
Maar hy nie van weet nie.
Maar hy nie van weet nie.
Ja, so kom hy vir.
Ja, maar you know, it is unfortunate die younger generation wat vir die ouer generation nou moet leer. You
dit
know.
Dit is nie waar, he.
Ek gaan nou eerlijk wees, ek het self nie geweet, wat is die gifts?
Yes, like, it's coins. It shows as coins.
Because
on,
I received.
On
yes.
It shows as coins.
Yeah.
But people actually purchase it. Like from their accounts.
Hulle koop dit. Soos hulle koop soos
50 rand for
coins. Yes. Hulle amount of coins and dollars. And nou koop hulle gifts. Nou stuur hulle gifts vir jou van hulle coins wat hulle gekoop het.
Ek het al hoeveel keer live gaan. As jy nie hier gaan een gift, daar gaan een gift.
Jy moet check your balance.
Ek moet gaan check. Ek moet gaan check your balance.
Sy is die as jy makkelijk een miljonair.
There we go, kapout. Jy weet miskien nie, dit is een miljonair. Nee. Ons is... Nou terug.
This is KC 107.7.
Tuned into the Power Hour on KC 107.7 with me, Garinda Vet, aka your G-Force is in the house. The number is 0824141077. And Mensa, jy wil luister na hierdie twee TikTokers. So ons kom nou op die einde van hierdie onderhoud. Yumna and Phil, they are also married for the past...
Amper 3 jaar.
Is jylle 3 jaar getrouwd?
Oktober, yes. Ek hou het so in my birthday, man.
So, as ek, Yumna, I just want to know, is she romantic?
Very.
Really?
Very.
Is she very romantic?
I'm very old school. She does not write me letters. She types them for me.
Really?
Ja, ek moet die hele design doen en niemand betaal vir my.
So, you know why I went into that question now? It was not like offhand. It is because that's also what your content is about.
Mm.
Your content is about really about the two of you,
yes.
How you engage. Iemand wat baie boring is. boring jokes maak vir jou.
I can't handle it.
Nee, sy moet lach.
Sy
moet lach.
Soos ek het daar een video gepost, die van...
Kokomelon.
Ek wil ook heel dag Kokomelon kyk en helve.
Ek het dit gesien.
Toe ek wees en toe het lekker amper 150 mense my voice-over gedoen.
Pico Melon.
En ek het te bewacht, mense moet dit doen nie. Dis goed wat ek lees op Facebook en dan gaat repeat ek myself op TikTok. So ek is heel erg op Facebook soek.
Ja, ek het weer, ek noem het nie motivational speaking nie. Ek is een bullybus, dus ek gaan met skole praat. En ek is a transformation. I like to action speak.
Okay.
Toe dank ek na my man van jaar, hy is in een mobie, hy is nou daar vir die 6 maanden. En ek dan nou, hoe gaan ek hom nou vandag wees? You know, as mys van die distance af, kom ek mos uit my repstukkie. Weet yes, nou, hier, hy het hom so gebreek. Het was so lekker om te hoor hoe lach hy vir hom klaar vir die nonsens. But that's life, no?
That's how you keep it going. The spirit doesn't die. As dry as it is.
As dry. He's also got a lot of dry humor. Kom eens, wat sê, hier is Kapau alweer. Ek denk, is ook nog tips. Julle, Kapau, jy moet asjeblief consultation met Vol doen en met Jumna. Kom eens, hoor.
Zij is aan het designen. Zij is aan het designen. Luister hier, maar julle twee, keep on what you're doing. Ek sal maar by julle moet kom leer, as ek jou weer krijg, sal ek maar kom luister hoe moet ek maak om ook een paar tollerkies te kry, ne? Wat goed kan en doen wat julle moet doen, julle ding is kwaai.
Okay, Kapau sê, julle gaat het definitief op die podcast ook kan hoor, maar Kapau sê, nee, jy is dan een designer, jy is dan die girl, maar in elk geval, hy sê, thanks for the advice. Ek gaan vir julle consult. En julle moet doen wat julle doen when I follow vir julle.
Thank you.
Thanks, yeah.
There's a lot of people following you. I mean, julle sien nou. En wow, thank you for that. Ek wil sê van my kant af, julle entertain vir my. Ek julle moest een keer vast gestop sommer daar. Voel julle nie so celebrities as die gebeur? Local.
Dit is een local thingy, wat ek gaan nie vir myself by sit dat ek is een laboratory is. Soos gister, toe kry ons mense, kinderkies.
Yes.
En kan jy sê, nou sê kind, een meisje vir die ander, en sê, mami, as jy meisje van TikTok? Ek is soos, groet maar net vir my, ek sta
I feel like
so.
They're more shy than what we are.
Yeah.
Like, I sometimes forget, and I'm standing there, I'm like, Felicia, people staring, then she's like, a TikTok. And I'm like, hello, babas. It's like they more red than what we are. And that makes me happy.
En tot op groot mense ook. Like an ou aunties wat sit met hulle phone wat met die bril is.
Yes, yes. Met die een oog toe.
Ja, hier is die kinders.
Oe, Now, one thing. I want to say from my side, you guys are celebrities. You are... In a sense where you must own it, own that space. Het wil nie sê as jy kom op a level waar jy nou na raak, then people see you in the road, they know who you are, they know what you do. But you inspire them. Mm. You give them some kind of a hope. Mm. So own that space. Don't say no to it. Mm. Girls run the world, ladies.
Yes.
I went through my songs when I went through the show. I specifically went to go look for songs. That's what I do. And I want to say, continue with what you're doing, really. And I think we must have another sometime. You must come back
we
here.
Should.
Laat ons dan uitwerk, dat jy ons kan help. Laat ons ouergaarde a bietjie meer insight kry, hoe kan ons ook famous raak.
Mm. Maar die aunties hang op die lives, joh. Hang sy. Aunties is daar. As jy een auntie zal, nee.
It's like, there's just one thing I want to say, now that you mentioned it, my one friend always posts her mother on a WhatsApp status.
Yeah.
And she's always laying in bed, then her mother's entertaining her. But her mother doesn't know she's recording her mother. So I just said to her in the week, Yana, post this auntie on TikTok, man. The next day, she went to really post this auntie, and she got it's the first time she posted a video of her mother. She got over 200 likes, and she said to me, I should have listened to you in the first place.
Mm.
And I said to her, like, it's so nice to see people are being raw and themselves.
us not the same things over and over, because yes, each of us have our own personalities. You know, maybe I'm a bit more shy than what you are, but you inspire me.
Mm.
You give me that push, you know. So now that you're mentioning it, it actually came back to me now. And it's actually fun to see it doesn't matter the age. It gives everybody hope. It occupies your mind no matter what you go through.
Yes.
Maar ons kan nie jou maar opzet in, jou maar vloek.
Mommy, you're listening.
On that note, I would say, wow, die tyd het nou so gauw gevlieg met julle twee. Definitely, we must work out a plan how we can assist how you two, our local TikTokers, can assist the rest to get there where we need to. You know, why not? Lend a hand met wat julle het. And baie dankie, and I want to say, your fasting, your eat, what you, the fasting strongs with that.
Thank you.
And
ek is alright. Ek is alright. As ek vir die week kom, ag hier, eens in die brood. Ek kan nie.
Vul jy fasting?
No.
She's gonna die.
She's gonna die.
Mm.
Yeah, I thought so.
La barang ander na begraf. Nee.
On that note, ladies, thank you so much. And I would say arrivederci for now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Till we meet again.
This is Casey 107.7.